Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. He has me lie down in grassy pastures. He leads me to restful waters. He refreshes my inner being. He conducts me along righteous paths for his name's sake. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear evil. For you are with me, it is your sceptre and staff that comfort me. You have set a table before me in the presence of my adversaries. You have anointed my head with oil, my cup abounds. Surely goodness and kindness will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord in the length of days. Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who live in it. He founded it on the seas, and he prepared it on running waters. Who can go up to the Lord's mountain, and who can rise at his holy place? He who is of innocent hands and pure in heart, who has not shown me vain impertinence, and has not sworn deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation that seeks him, those who look for your presence, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O age-abiding doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift yourselves up, O age-abiding doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory, Selah. Psalm 25, a Psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I direct my sentiments. O God of mine, in you I have trusted. May I not be ashamed. May my enemies not gloat over me. May none of those who put their hope in you be ashamed either. Let those who act treacherously without cause be ashamed. O Lord, make your ways known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide my steps in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. I put my hope in you all day long. Remember your compassion and kindness, O Lord, for they have existed since ancient time. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. In accordance with your kindness, do remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. The Lord is good and upright, on account of which he instructs sinners on the way. He guides the steps of the meek in justice, and he teaches the meek his way. All the ways of the Lord are kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, for it is great. Who is this man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he is to choose. His very self will abide in well-being, and his seed will inherit the earth. The Lord's private plan is for those who fear him, and his covenant is to instruct them. My eyes are continually to the Lord, for he will extricate my feet from the net. Turn to me and have mercy on me, for I am solitary and afflicted. They have increased the anguish of my heart. Deliver me out of my distress. See my affliction and my suffering, and forgive all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, and how they have hated me with a violent hatred. Guard my life and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed. For I have put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I have put my hope in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all his adversities. Psalm 26, a Psalm of David. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord. I shall not stumble. Examine me, O Lord, and test me. Refine my kidneys and my heart, for your kindness is in front of my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat in collusion with vain people, nor will I concur with the secretive. I have hated the convocation of wrongdoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so let me go round your altar, O Lord, to make declaration with a thankful voice, and to recount all your wondrous acts. O Lord, I have loved the refuge of your house, and the place of your glorious tabernacle. Do not gather my being with sinners, nor my life with men of blood, in whose hands is scheming, and whose right hand is full of bribery. So I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and have mercy on me. My foot stands in uprightness, and I will bless the Lord in the various convocations.